And welcome, everyone. We will call to order our December 7th and 8th, 2023 South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks Commission meeting. I'm Stephanie Rissler. Thanks for being with us today. We are coming to you from Fort Pier. We're in the America Inn. They are hosting us for the next 2 days. So those of you that are joining us online, thanks for being with us and welcome. And to those of you in the room, welcome today. One of the first things we always do is go through our conflict of interest disclosure. We are required to read this at the beginning of every commission meeting. Now's the time for the commission to consider any written or verbal disclosures of conflicts of interest by current and former commission members. If any member of the commission has completed a written disclosure of a conflict of interest, the commission will consider the disclosure at this time. If any commission member wishes to verbally disclose an interest in a contract as defined in SDCL 3-23-1, a direct benefit from a contract as defined in SDCL 3-23-1 and 3-23-2, or any other conflict with any matter on today's meeting agenda, please identify the contract or other matter in which you have the conflict of interest and generally describe the nature of the conflict. Also, if during the meeting you become aware that you have a conflict of interest with any proposed contract or other matter, please notify the chair of the conflict and generally describe the nature of the conflict. If you disclose a conflict of interest, the commission must vote on whether the matter underlying the conflict is fair, reasonable, and not contrary to the public interest. You may not participate in the commission's discussion and vote on the conflict. With that, do we have anyone on the commission, after looking through the agenda, have a conflict of interest you feel that needs to be brought up at this time? Very good. We will move on. Next on our agenda, approval of previous meeting minutes. They are available online, and they've been provided to the commission to go through. Any questions, comments, or concerns on the meeting minutes from our November meeting? With that, we do need to approve those. We need a motion and a second. So moved by Beast, seconded by Bartling. All those in favor of approval of the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, those minutes are approved. Thank you. Number three, additional commissioner salary days. So we have 4 days that I had submitted for a conference attended last week. Any other additional salary days that need to be brought up? Because we have additional, or because we have salary days, we do need to approve those.
I have 4 days from last week, too.
Yep. So both myself and Travis, Commissioner Travis Beast, attended the WAFA conference. Moved by Commissioner Whitmire and seconded by Commissioner White. Thank you. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, those salary days are approved. We'll move to number four, our 2024 legislative items update from our Department Secretary, Kevin Roebling.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair, and good afternoon, Commissioners. Kevin Roebling here, Secretary of the Department. Yes, as you know, the governor gave her budget address here just this past Tuesday. Two items in that budget address that directly impact South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks. There has been a budget recommendation from the governor for about $1.9 million for Lake Elvin and Lake Newell spillways, so dam infrastructure projects. There was $5.6 million that were appropriated to this project back in 2022, and that did not cover the cost of construction, unfortunately. So we did ask the governor to put the rest or the balance of construction costs into that budget, and she was gracious enough to do so. So hopefully we can get that appropriation passed here this coming session. The other piece of the budget address that would interest you potentially is the 4% salary package for state employees. That was also part of her budget recommendation that would impact South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks employees. So as of right now, the budget recommendation for state employee salaries would be to increase them by 4%. So with that, those were the two main items I wanted to cover here today. Lots of other things within that budget address, obviously. But as we know, session will be here before we know it. January 9th is when session kicks off with the State of the State address by Governor Noem. And then the ball really gets rolling, and we'll have a pretty intense, I'm sure, 40 days of active legislative session. So with that, I'll take any questions.
Very good. Thank you, Secretary. Any questions? At this point, we have none. Thank you, Secretary. We will move on. We're going to take a look at the 2024 schedule for the commission meetings starting in January. Again, Secretary Roebling, I'll throw it to you.
All righty. Thanks again, Madam Chair. So, yes, we made some revisions to the upcoming commission meeting schedule, and we did this at your request. As you can see in your book on page 4 there, tab number 4, the next meeting would be in Pier, January 11th and 12th. We would then be still in Pier in March, and the reason being is legislative session is still going on. We do not have a February meeting, and historically we've never had a February meeting. Because of legislative session. In April, we'd stay in Pier, April 4th and 5th, and then we'd start moving things around a little bit and taking the meetings on the road. The first meeting would be there May 2nd and 3rd in Custer State Park. That's our annual Custer State Park meeting at the Event Barn. It's kind of a fun kick off the summer, or kick off the spring, I should say. A lot of times there's snow on the ground, so I'll call it spring. But kick off the spring event, and then from there we'll go to Yankton. This will be at Commissioner Bruce Call's facility down there, the NFAA Easton Yankton Archery Center there in Yankton. Excited about that, June 6th and 7th, Sioux Falls, Good Earth State Park. We'll also potentially be collaborating this event with a groundbreaking of the new Palisades Campground. So the Palisades Campground should be constructed and complete around that time or a little before that time, and we'd like to take you all down there to celebrate that campground expansion project. In August, we'd like to do a statewide tour. That tour would include some either eastern South Dakota or western South Dakota tour, looking at some, you know, potential habitat projects, potential parks projects, showcasing some of the work our staff so tirelessly works on. And it's just good to get out and about and meet staff. It'd be a two-day field trip. We'd come there in the afternoon, stay the night, and then, you know, adjourn the next day sometime midday. So not a formal meeting, but a field trip. And we've never done that before, and I think it's very important to continue showcasing the great work staff do. September, we'd be in Huron. This was a request from Commissioner White, September 5th and 6th at the Huron Events Center. It'll be right after the State Fair, and we will have a pretty large presence at the State Fair as well. So we'll be just on the heels of that. And then in October, we'd be at the Rapid City Outdoor Campus West, October 3rd and 4th, back in Pier in November, and then back in Pier again in December. So we made some pretty good modifications to the original commission meeting schedule that we presented 2 months ago, and I'm asking the commission for their approval of this one. So I'll take any questions.
Very good. Any questions or comments about the schedule in front of us? It looks like there are none. I just say to those folks that are listening online, we'll be traveling around South Dakota a little bit again next year. When we are in these communities, it is nice when folks show up and we get to see and visit with people face-to-face. So we look forward to our visits in Custer again, Yankton, Rapid City, Huron, and Sioux Falls. With that, we do need a motion and a second for approval.
Move to approve.
Moved by Commissioner Locken. Seconded by Commissioner Bartling. All those in favor of approving the commission meeting schedule, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? It is approved. Thank you.